This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On the shootings, not just the Uvalde, Texas, but or Uvalde, I guess it's
not Uvalde, Uvalde, we all Uvalde for Uvalde.
Or the Buffalo one, that's the other more recent one as well. Of course, you can comment on whatever's on your mind. Plus, George W. Bush, was he targeted by ISIS recently? That's what the mainstream media wants you to believe.
Wouldn't be prudent.
We'll get into that. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And the Captain.
By the way, I do want to say thank you to Lord Porcupine, who is a Free Talk Live supporter.
Lord Porcupine!
Yep, a good guy, and also a platinum-level member of the AMPS Patreon, which you can join over at amps.freetalklive.com. That's amps.freetalklive.com. AMPS stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. So if you like what we do here, you can join Lord Porcupine. Now, he's doing platinum level. That's like five times what we ask. It's at least $25 a month. We ask for $5 a month, so thank you, Lord Porcupine, for stepping up in a big way. If you want to join him and get some cool perks, head over to amps.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Jet. He's calling from Florida tonight. Jet, go ahead.
Yeah, I hope no one has brought this up yet tonight, but you know, this last week, I just tuned in. This last week, I've been listening to you guys rag on the police a lot. Well, I kind of have an issue with that, and that is, don't you know that they put their lives on the line every single day to keep you safe, unless they don't?
Yeah. The problem is that they're the only provider that you're allowed to choose from, and your only choice is to have them. Yeah. You don't have the choice to not have them.
And if they don't put their lives on the line, you still have to pay for them.
That's right.
They put their lives on the line every single day to collect revenue for the various levels of government and to ensure that you will follow the IRS dictates.
Yeah, that's 99% of what they do.
Okay, well, I just heard you use the term government, and now you guys consider yourself pretty intelligent, right? Because I do.
I consider myself average with a bit of luck.
You're saying you consider us intelligent, or you consider yourself intelligent?
Well, beside that, yeah, you guys.
Okay.
and so I kind of would love to bring you into not only beyond intelligent, but into wisdom. And I keep telling you over and over that you got to stop with the word government, because these powers
that be... Stop regulating my speech, Jet.
Yes, I can. I'll go. Can you wrestle? Okay.
I can.
It looks like you can.
Okay, cool. I'll be out there shortly.
Alrighty.
The powers that be only exist in your mind. They are fictions of your imagination. And your rulers, no matter what they wear, no matter what they call themselves, the titles and all this stuff, they're just other people, other humans, who have no more right than you and I do.
But they all suffer from the collective hallucination that they are part of something bigger, something that is commonly referred to as government.
Well, government is real. Now, there's legitimate government.
It's real.
Yeah, legitimate government comes from inside. Like, it is legitimate that I govern myself.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's illegitimate government. Mm-hmm. Illegitimate government comes from outside and exists on multiple levels. Now, this is still government. It's just legitimate or illegit.
Well, I refer to that as governance. Yeah. But anyway, the...
Well, that's a PR word that they like to use when they're talking about the global level, for sure.
Well, my suggestion is, is to get rid of that name and just use... Let's say the title of an agency. Let's step you into this. Title of an agency, like an FBI gang, IRS mafia, the Biden mafia, you know, gang and mafia. I mean, keep it simple, move it around, but just think of these things, these people as just other people. Whenever you use this universal, this collective term, it just does not resonate as much as the specific thing. Because we don't know the agent's name, let's say, who tackled somebody or who put another person. But you can say that they did. but from that agency.
Well, now, frequently I'm referring to the entire monolithic structure with its various levels. I'm referring to the state government, the city government, the county government, and the federal government, because they do not work at odds to each other. They work in a single purpose.
I like Jet's previous suggestion that you could call them people who call themselves government. And that kind of puts a reminder out there that these are just people. They're nothing more than that. They're suffering from a collective delusion. Of course, the problem is the population is also suffering from that delusion, and that is that this is somehow legitimate, that the violence and the threats that these people use against them is somehow justified because they get to have an election once every 2 to 4 years.
Or they wear a specific costume.
Thank you, Jeff, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Let's bring David on in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
What? I got a question or a comment about the judges accused of allegedly having committed domestic violence. But let me say that the Jet, I suggested long ago that the government perfectly resembles this thing of ours, La Cosa Nostra, the mob, the mafia, the cartel, the cabal.
Fact.
So just call them all of that. First of all, and the other thing, add that to the fact that the government that you have now is unlawful. It is in violation of the founding documents of the country, so they're not even legitimate government, so it's perfectly legitimate to call them a cartel, the mob, the mafia, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and that would make it super simple. It's the mob. It's the mafia. It's all, anything that comes to your mind regarding organized crime, because that's what they are. Speaking of organized crime.
That's what
crime,
they've always been, by the way. Agreed. That's not a new thing.
Yeah. Right. So speaking of organized crime, in my assessment, here in the state of New Mexico, the government of the state of New Mexico, let me remind that the head of the FBI in New Mexico a number of years back, and I believe his name was Tom McClanahan, and if anybody with knowledge of that, please contact me. I'd like to know more about it than what I do already know, stated to a reporter, reporter writing publicly that New Mexico is the most corrupt state in the nation, end quote. And the reporter countered with, well, that's what the mafia, see, there you go, Freudian slip. That's what the FBI in Illinois says about the government in Illinois.
Everybody says that about their state.
Right. And McClanahan's response to the reporter was, the FBI in Illinois has not been to New Mexico. So in that context, I want to inquire people in New Mexico hearing this, and you're being played on several stations right now, anybody having knowledge, including Judge Tommy Jewell, hey, Tommy, and Judge Angela Jewell, I heard from several reliable sources years ago, Tommy Jewell, Angela Jewell, that Tommy Jewell was investigated by law enforcement in the state of New Mexico for committing an act of domestic violence upon Judge Angela Jewell, who was the judge that first trafficked my son, David Olson. And I want to know Tommy Jewell or Angela Jewell or the Jewell family or anybody knowing Tommy Jewell or anybody in the government of the state of New Mexico, if there is any truth to those allegations that I heard multiple times from multiple reliable sources in the past, because there's a controversy surrounding this, in that another allegation was that this was swept under the legal rug because it was a judge that was accused of domestic violence. And so
I'm sure it was. And I suspect they're going to get right back to you about that inquiry. Thanks for the call tonight. The number 603-283-6160. That's a little sarcasm there for you.
Or controversy? I don't know. How do you pronounce it?
So let's get into the story.
Depends on if you speak English or American.
About George W. Bush. I don't know if you guys saw these headlines around
George W.
ISIS was plotting to...
Before we get into that, actually, while it's still on my mind, I wanted to push back on something you'd said earlier about, like, if you are egging someone on and then they commit a violent attack, that you are somehow partly responsible for not reporting that they're about to do that.
No, I wasn't saying that.
Oh, okay. Cause...
No, I said if you're egging somebody on and they commit a violent attack, I could see the argument for calling them an accessory.
Oh, okay, good.
Now, the counter-argument to that is, well, free speech.
So there is an argument, but it's wrong.
Yeah, so, I mean, okay. I'm not saying that. I could see the argument for it.
Wow, don't pull any punches,
though. Be an accessory in that particular case. Like, if somebody is... is being egged on to go and kill someone, and then they go and they do it, I think you should carry some at least moral culpability for
that. I completely disagree. I think you're allowed to sit, I think you're allowed to egg someone on, and if they then violate, then that's just, well, that's that, that's on them.
Are you allowed to do it if you are employed by law enforcement to do so?
Are you allowed to do anything?
There's more coming up here. You can join us, 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here on the live Saturday episode, number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian.
Bitcoin's not me.
And the Reverend Captain Kickass.
Bitcoin.com is a great source for learning about the basics, about cryptocurrency. The markets have been down for some number of months. Currently, Bitcoin, the original BTC, is down below, I think, $30,000.
On sale.
Still. And
Memorial Day weekend sale.
Might be a good time to go and learn about Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. You can do that by clicking Get Started at the top of the page at Bitcoin.com. They can also help you buy your first fraction of a cryptocurrency, because you don't have to buy the whole thing. Just a lot of people don't understand that. Like, they hear, oh, my God, $30,000. No, you can buy a 1/100th of a Bitcoin if you want to, or 1/1000th, and that sort of thing. So you can go to Get Started at the top of the page, Bitcoin.com. They'll teach you about Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, cryptocurrency, some of the basic concepts in general that you really need to get down before you decide to get in. So once again, Bitcoin.com, click Get Started. Also, if you're not brand new and you want to get the latest news headlines, they're available anytime over at news.bitcoin.com.
That's a challenge about cryptocurrency that, like, when I talk to people who aren't familiar with it, it's a challenge for them to grasp the concept of a fraction of a Bitcoin, like, that they can buy. And I wonder if, like, you remember way back in the day, the governments were like, okay, everybody's going to learn, we're going to switch over to the metric system. I wonder if the decision not to do that was just to keep people dumb. Because I got to think that if more people were more familiar with the metric system and it was their sort of basis of measurement, that they would grasp the concept of a fraction of a Bitcoin much more than they with the imperial system.
I think a lot of that has to do with the training that they received with stocks. You can only own a stock. You can't own 1/10,000,000th of a stock, whereas you can very much own 1/10,000,000th of a, or whatever it is, of a Bitcoin.
Right.
And that's basically what people see it as, is it's an investment rather than money.
Yeah, because when I think of it,
dividing.
Right, when I think of it as money, it's, you know, it's like, oh, well, you can own a quarter of a dollar.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, no problem.
You can own a quarter.
You can get some spare change in Monero or Bitcoin or Dash or what have you.
All right, so did you guys...
One quick note on that, because I've been keeping an eye on it. The dollar index seems to be turning downward.
What's that
mean? So it's how the dollar compares against international currencies. Historically, so if this keeps going down, historically that usually happens right before there's a big run-up in Bitcoin, BTC prices and the rest of the market. So, like, just something to keep your eye on. It's usually that parabolic thing where it goes flat for a little while and then it starts hockey sticking.
We can only hope. So, did you guys see the headlines about George Bush? George W. Bush?
I did not. I only heard about it from you pre-show.
When I saw it, I thought, oh, this has got to be old news, right? Because every now and then we'll see something that's getting passed around social media. You'll click on it and it's 5 years old or 10 years old or something like that. And no, this was published this week, May 24th, Forbes magazine, exclusive, ISIS plotting to assassinate George W. Bush in Dallas. And, you know, when I saw the headline, I thought, they're a little late to the game on this. He hasn't been president since 2008.
How old is this story?
There are other, we'll call them nations, that still consider past presidents war criminals.
I get what you're saying, but it doesn't seem like if you're... I'm not advocating anybody's assassination here or anything like that, but as far as international terror is concerned, taking out a president that hasn't been sitting for over a decade and a half, basically, at this point, doesn't seem like the most horrific strike, the most terrifying,
my
the
name
most
is
relevant.
Inigo Montoya.
It is very important that we have big public trials for these past war criminals before they're executed. It's very important.
So that was my first hint, was like, I don't know if ISIS was actually involved in this. Just based on the headline, my thought was, this can't be.
First of all, the term ISIS, I'm really disappointed in, just in general, because I was first introduced to the word ISIS as a child of 5, 7 years old, something like that. There was a television show. There was Shazam. Was one of the heroes, and then followed by ISIS, and it was this
female name.
It was a female, she's a super gorgeous girl too, and she was this like female superhero. It was all very I don't know what the
Middle
right term is.
Middle Eastern?
Like Egyptian themed. Right. You know, she had a little crown and stuff and all that kind of stuff. But she could fly, and like, it was a horribly acted, you know, presentation. We're talking, you know, mid to late 70s or something. But I always remember that being my introduction to the word ISIS. So then, you know, decades later,
it's back.
All of a sudden, you know, ISIS this and ISIS that and ISIS the other thing. And I'm like, this chick didn't have anything to do with any of that.
Yeah, and it's not even a woman's name. It's Islamic State or whatever it was.
It's the Islamic State in, I forget,
the Levant
Syria
or something.
Well, and that's, I was so deeply, profoundly disappointed. Obama, and usually we have this habit of using the King's English, so to speak. Obama started using the term ISIL, Islamic State in the Levant, which is a much better description of the area that they're occupying. I mean, they have a specific Arabic word because they have words for different regions that just don't translate, but Levant is pretty close. And the president himself was starting to use ISIL instead of ISIS, and I was hoping that this would get dislodged, because you have this term like ISIS and Osiris. I mean, it's a really ancient word for a primary goddess in Egyptian mythology, and to conflate that with Islamic State is just bonkers.
Well, I always thought, like, just talking about words, like, being, you know, in the news or, you know, on the mind of people at a weird time, I always found it weird that Obama and Osama were, like, neck and neck, you know, and you're like, wait, Osama and Obama, Obama, Osama, like, that's, they're too close to each other to, like, I'm like,
I remember having to distinguish in my mind between Hussein and Osama.
Yeah.
And wouldn't you know, we end up with a Hussein Obama. That's not helpful.
Right. And wouldn't you know, the FBI was involved in this supposed ISIS plot to kill George W. Bush.
When you say involved...
Well, that's the question, Captain, that we don't have the full answer to at this point. It's too early in the case. Let me give you the details here, at least what Forbes is reporting. An Iraqi man in the U.S. accused of being linked to ISIS operatives was plotting to kill George W. Bush, going so far as to travel to Dallas in November to take video around the former president's home and recruiting a team of compatriots he hoped to smuggle into the country over the Mexican border, according to an FBI search warrant application filed on March 23rd and then unsealed this week in the Southern District of Ohio. The FBI said it uncovered the scheme through the work of two confidential informants and surveillance of the alleged plotter's account of the Meta-owned WhatsApp messaging platform. The suspect, Shahab Ahmed Shahab Shahab, based in Columbus, Ohio, said he wanted to assassinate Bush because he felt the former president was responsible for killing many Iraqis and breaking apart the country after the 2003 military invasion. In fact, didn't George Bush admit to this on stage within the last couple of weeks?
Admit to what?
Killing a bunch of Iraqis. I think he did. You guys didn't see that that clip? It was one of
completely unjustified invasion of Iraq.
It's completely true.
I mean, Ukraine.
Like, that you saw that clip.
Yeah. 75.
Hilarious. And true. So he was mad about that, according to the warrant. The case shows how federal investigators continue to monitor threats from ISIS, even as the group has been severely weakened by American intelligence, they say, and military operations in recent years. We'll talk more about the FBI's involvement in this, and you can share your thoughts as well. 603-283-6160. You can join us here. It's Free Talk.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Colonel Stephen McGraw with the Texas Department of Public Safety says officers made key errors when responding to the elementary school shooting in Uvalde that killed 19 students and two teachers, days after Texas Governor Greg Abbott praised how officers handled the shooting. Now Abbott says the information he was provided with at a news conference earlier this week was based on what law enforcement officers told him beforehand.
As everybody has learned, the information that I was given turned out in part to be inaccurate. And I'm absolutely livid about that.
At the NRA conference in Houston, former President Trump Friday argued for solutions other than gun control.
What we need now is a top-to-bottom security overhaul at schools all across our country.
Senator Ted Cruz echoed the sentiment. He suggested that schools have a single point of entry. This is USA Radio News. The leaders of France and Germany are urging Russian President Vladimir Putin to hold direct and serious negotiations with his Ukrainian counterpart. Emmanuel Macron and Olaf Scholz was on the phone with Putin for nearly 80 minutes, according to the German Chancellor's office. It says the pair insisted on an immediate ceasefire and a withdrawal of Russian troops. The Kremlin says Putin was open to resuming dialogue with Kyiv. It did not mention the possibility of direct talks between Putin and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. The U.S. Forest Service says it was responsible for what became the largest fire in New Mexico history. The agency says investigators determined that the Cap Canyon fire was started by a holdover or sleeper fire from a federal pile burn that concluded near the end of January. Though crews monitored the fire for a couple of days following the conclusion of the burn, the Forest Service says it remained dormant and survived three winter snow events before reigniting and escaping containment lines in April. The Cap Canyon fire then merged with the Hermit's Peak fire. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. The phones are open here. You can join us. Number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160 in the studio tonight. You've got Ian.
Nicholas Mountaineer.
And the captain.
How deep was the FBI involved in this recent plot where they made the mainstream media is alleging here in a...
Was the FBI trying to trim the bush?
Well, I don't think they actually wanted to see him assassinated. That's why, you know, they were involved, basically, I'm going to guess, from top to bottom in this particular plot. We don't get all the details, obviously, because all you really get on an early arrest kind of situation like this is an indictment. And in this case, the Forbes screenshot of the indictment against the man who they're saying is named Ahmed Shahab, based out of Columbus, Ohio.
Sounds like a song.
They're actually redacting his name from this, even though it's now known who he is. So this in this document, his name is redacted. And I'm going to give you some excerpts from this document because it does show you how they were involved in making this possible, or at least making this man think that the killing of George W. Bush was a possibility.
Okay.
So they could then arrest him and tout as though they had saved George W. Bush from some actual plot that the FBI wasn't involved in. And, of course, every time we see a story about a so-called terrorist being arrested in the United States, yeah, every single time the FBI has been involved and has encouraged that person.
I can't name a time that they weren't involved.
Has encouraged that person, not just verbally, but also, like, by giving them things.
Yes.
Like a fake bomb, as you mentioned earlier, Peakless, or a hotel room they can stay in.
Material support, I believe, is the terminology.
And I would say that is where I would draw the line. So, I mean, if I'm egging you on to an act of violence, that's one thing. And that's a terrible thing for me to do. But it's not criminal. It's disgusting and ugly. And people should probably stop having anything to do with me in polite society.
Sure.
However, I should not be abducted for doing so. On the other hand, as soon as I start handing you, like, okay, well, here's part of a bomb, that, to me, is crossing the line. Like, at that point, you have actively helped. And, like, the idea that, shouldn't the government agents bear sort of a different responsibility? No, not at all. Number one, if you're a government agent, literally everything you do is evil.
And criminal.
Yes. Number two, beyond that truth, because frankly most people can't think in those terms, then you have to treat them the same way as everyone else, which is speech is acceptable, labor toward villainy is unacceptable.
Here's an excerpt from the search warrant that does indicate the FBI was involved at some level in this. Point number 92, part of the search warrant, says, during the February 9th meeting, blank, that's Mr. Shahab, I believe, yeah, Shahab, assured CS1, and that's their short term for confidential source 1, so an unnamed informant who is likely paid by the FBI to be a confidential source, said that Mr. Shahab said he will pay the CS1 back money for the airfare and hotel room. That means the FBI's confidential source gave Mr. Shahab money to do a thing. In this case, it might have been to go down to Dallas and actually, you know, look at his house or whatever the purpose was. But they made this possible for the guy.
Well, the FBI,
they greased the wheels.
The FBI was jealous of the CIA. I mean, the CIA gets to pay terrorists all the time. And the FBI is like, well, can't we pay this terrorist just a little bit?
It goes on to talk about the different engagements that this person had with the confidential source. But going on with a story from Forbes, Shahab is an Iraqi national who'd been in the U.S. since 2020 and had an asylum application pending, according to the FBI search warrant application. Federal agents used two different confidential sources to investigate the plot, one who claimed to offer assistance obtaining false immigration and identification documents, the second a purported customer of the alleged people smuggler who was willing to pay thousands of dollars to bring his family into the country. As the criminal complaint against the suspect has not been made public, Forbes is not publishing the full warrant. So apparently we don't even have a complaint against him at this point. The chief of staff for George W. Bush said, and they go on to praise the FBI. In November, Shahab revealed to an FBI insider the plot to assassinate Bush and asked the confidential source if he knew how to, quote, obtain replica or fraudulent police and or FBI identifications or badges, unquote, to help carry out the killing, and whether it was possible to smuggle the plotters out of the country the same way they came in and after their mission was complete. Now, the question you really need to ask, and we're not going to get the answer, probably, from any mainstream media source, is how did Mr. Shahab end up in touch with the confidential source? What was the means by which they connected with this person for him to reveal this plot?
I guess a chat room?
Possibly.
A telephone, perhaps?
It's a good guess.
Texting?
The alleged smuggler said he also wanted to find and assassinate a former Iraqi general who helped Americans during the war and whom he believed was living under a fictitious identity in the United States. The alleged plotter claimed to be part of a unit called Al-Rayed, meaning thunder, that was led by a former Iraqi pilot for Saddam Hussein who'd been based out of Qatar until his recent death. The warrant said as many as 7 members of the group would be sent to the U.S. to kill President Bush, according to a conversation described in the warrant, and the Shahab's job, I don't know why they call him the Shahab, maybe they mean his family, was to locate and conduct surveillance on former President Bush's residences and or offices and obtain firearms and vehicles to use in the assassination. Now, here's another question. If this guy was actually involved in a plot that involved others, like to bring in people to the United States, and And he was supposedly part of this special unit, Al-Rayyad, the Thunder unit. Why would they go ahead and arrest him alone? If indeed he was going to smuggle in other people to assist him with this plot, why wouldn't they use the opportunity to go ahead and collar six or seven more people or whatever, right? Like, oh, these guys are going to come across the border at some point.
Yeah.
We know the guy who's setting this thing up. He knows where they're going to be crossing. He's obviously going to meet up with them at some point. Why wouldn't they go ahead and, you know, follow this plot along a little further? Why pop him at this point?
Good question.
Yeah.
Well, I couldn't tell you.
I'm sure that they did a very calculated analysis at what the PR effects of just nabbing this one versus nabbing six or seven other people. And they said, well, the risk and the investment is just not worth that big of a difference in how we're seen by the public.
Could be.
Yeah, make no mistake about it, listeners. There is definitely a large marketing campaign going on, paid for, of course, by your tax dollars, and put on, of course, by folks known as government, the cartel known as government, where they're trying to convince you that the United States has a gun problem. And I assure you that the only gun problem the United States has is that there's too many guns in the hands of the folks calling themselves government.
After traveling to Dallas with the informant to take video of Bush's residence, so the informant held this man's hand through this entire circumstance, right? It sounds like from the brief clip from this warrant application that we get, it sounds like the informant also paid his way to go to Dallas,
yeah.
Right? So this guy is probably too poor to do any of this on his own. So the FBI greased the wheels the entire way along and then literally held his hand while they went and took pictures or video of George Bush's residence. The accused took more footage at the George W. Bush Institute, according to federal agents. And the, the Bush who Bush was in the news last week when he inadvertently referred to the U.S. invasion of Iraq in a speech about the Russian invasion of Ukraine. They remind us here he was president in 2001 through 2009.
Yeah, so the reason I mentioned the marketing campaign is because that is a possibility. Right? It's possible that they had this thing going on and they're like, hey, you know what? If we arrest this guy now, maybe we can generate enough press to forward our, you know, campaign, you know, in such a direction, that kind of thing.
They talk more about the people he wanted to import, apparently men from Iraq that are currently in Iraq, Turkey, Egypt, and Denmark, but it doesn't sound like they actually got to that part.
I'd be upset if someone made a Freudian slip about murdering my family, too.
There's more coming up here in moments. The number is 603-283-6160. You can join us and share your thoughts. How far was he?
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. You can join us here and bring up whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. Talking about the latest supposed plot to kill the former President George W. Bush. Supposed ISIS plot. But the real question is, how many of those supposed ISIS members were actually FBI agents and or confidential sources?
The prevailing memory that I have when somebody mentions George Bush, that I don't think will ever go away, you know, if it's, you know, my top memory, if you will, of George W. Bush, it's the guy chucking the shoe at him.
Oh, yeah, the shoe.
The shoe.
That was pretty entertaining.
I wish that would happen more often.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts so you can bring up whatever you want. Gigi is on the line in South Carolina. Gigi, go ahead.
Good evening, gentlemen. I have a question I would like to understand properly.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to know, where do libertarians classify or look at or interpret assisted suicide insofar as you guys were previously talking about culpability and accessory to the fact? Could you please clarify and explain for me? And I think in specific terms of Dr. Kevorkian.
I support it.
Yeah, for me, it's an individual decision that is voluntary, and libertarians use the word voluntary a lot. It's, I think, a key term in libertarian philosophy or the, you know, freedom philosophy in general. And so, like, for me, I'm like, how would it apply to me? Because, like, that's the first place you're going to look. For me, if I don't want to be a burden to anybody, you know, my family or, you know, my sister's family or, you know, nephews, nieces, whatever, when I get old, because I don't have any kids of my own or whatever to be a burden to. But I don't want to really be a burden to anyone. And also, like, if I outlive my usefulness, if I can no longer be productive in some way, right? I can't write, I can't read, I can't play music, I can't speak mm-hmm. or whatever. If I can no longer be productive and give something to society, then this is an option I might consider. Right? Because I don't want to burden anybody. I don't want to cost anybody any extra money. I also don't want to, really be alive if I can't contribute in some way to
humanity. Right. What's the point of living if all you're doing is sucking down food and,
and breathing air? Right. So,
how do we get governments, state and or federal, out of that individual's choice to end his or her life with however he or she interprets it as dignity, my decision, my personal choice, my individual liberty.
You have to change people's mindsets. Now, was it Washington or Oregon where they legalized assisted suicide?
Oregon. Yes,
thank
sir.
You.
Oregon,
I don't know if it has happened in any other states since.
There's more than one, but I'm not sure.
I think it may have happened elsewhere, but that is something that needs to change, and unfortunately it's a legislative change.
It's the same way we get government out of everything else. So what we have to come to our senses about this. We have to stop saying that there are different rules that apply to the government than apply to me, and we have to answer the question, whose body are you living in? I believe it's yours. You made it. You breathed life into it when you emerged, and you've been feeding it since. So it's your body, and while I may despise your decision to just suddenly leave everyone, it's still your decision, and what they want you to believe is that it is society's body that you are living in, that you owe society your existence.
Kind of like the right to choose regarding aborting a fetus as a privacy issue.
I see these two decisions almost identically.
Excellent. I agree with you, sir.
I'm sure there's people that will disagree with my assessment, but, the decision to no longer own yourself and the decision to have an abortion, I think are right along the same lines, in my opinion.
Well, you made a very good point, and I appreciate both of you clarifying the libertarian position on that. Thank you very
Thanks
much.
Thanks for your call tonight, Gigi.
And to speak to your point about abortion, so it's a very similar question of whose fetus is this? So now there is a legitimate argument, which I completely disagree with, that the fetus belongs to that person. And I'm saying, no, they haven't put the effort into it. They haven't mixed their labor with nature because they've never been exposed to nature by the definition of what a fetus is. But the argument that they want you to believe, and this comes very much into play with the right-wing authoritarian perspective, is that the fetus belongs to society.
Right.
And if you become impregnated, you have a duty to society to bring that fetus to term.
Like in any suicide, really, to me, you could look at it as it's just a super late-term abortion. Self-appointed. You're aborting yourself.
I completely disagree.
No?
I completely disagree.
Okay.
Yeah, normally an abortion is imposed upon another thing. I don't think you could call it
that. And I disagree with that as well. I don't think that abortions are imposed upon another thing at all. I think that an abortion is the same level of a decision as if I want to give you my kidney.
I do support very late-term abortions for politicians, though.
But what I mean is,
and I don't, because abortions don't require consultation or trial.
Well, when I say imposed,
I believe in trying them before we execute them for their crimes.
Yeah, when I say imposed, I mean there's usually another person involved in accomplishing it. You don't do a self-abortion typically, whereas suicide, you can certainly certainly kill yourself without having to ask anybody else's permission. In fact, there was a story, I don't know, within the last year or so, about a Swedish 3D printed coffin. Basically, that was essentially a kill-yourself coffin. And maybe coffin's not the right word for it, but somebody came up with a design where you hook up, I don't remember if it was like nitrogen or there was some sort of chemical.
Yeah. I remember talking about this at some point.
You like put this canister or whatever, you order a canister of this element, and the thing that you're in is airtight. and then you press a button. So that way it's not like assisted suicide. The doctor sets up a thing and then allows you to, right. to do it or whatever.
Somebody else has to initiate it.
But, in this case, you would do the entire thing. You could print the thing yourself, right. apparently.
And didn't it look like together. A cryogenic pod
yeah,
or something?
Yeah, it looked like a coffin yeah. or a pod or yeah. something like that. And you press this button and this... this element, this gas or whatever, goes into the chamber, and then you're dead.
So in both the case of removing your human-creating organ and ending your life, if you do it by yourself, you have a lower chance of success. But, for example, there are abortive herbs and have been for centuries that are known about to end pregnancies.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is that less effective than, say, undergoing a removing surgery? Probably.
Mm-hmm.
And is your chance of surviving a suicide attempt on your own significantly higher? Oh, yeah.
Sure.
So, I mean, it's...
Unless you get one of these coffins, I don't think you can survive this thing.
Yeah. But, you know, it is, to me, the option to take your own life is a right.
It should be.
I don't think it's a good idea.
No.
Most of the time.
No.
Right? Particularly
most
if,
of the things you have a right to do are terrible ideas.
Particularly if you're having some sort of a mental breakdown or you're suffering from depression, something like that. Because I can tell you,
if more politicians did it, I wouldn't bat an eye.
I might actually throw a party. But
yeah, you remember there was that one guy that just offed himself in front of video cameras back in the 80s or whatever?
Politician?
Yeah, there was this politician that, I don't know if he was getting caught in a some sort of, I forget what he got caught in.
Yeah.
He got caught for something dirty, and he went and gave a speech, pulled out a pistol from a paper bag or whatever, and just did it right there in front of the cameras.
Oh.
It's pretty crazy.
I kind of want to note in both cases.
A note, yeah. A suicide note,
yeah.
You mean?
Yeah, like, okay, so that guy really should have explained, okay, here's what I did. I'm a terrible, awful person. Mm. I'm a criminal. Here are all of the people I've hurt. Therefore, boom.
Mm.
Now, in the same way, like, if someone is in a disturbed mental state, that might be a temporary situation, which is why it's a lot more cut and dry if you, like, take the time to say goodbye, which, like, yeah, you can kill yourself, but if you do it out of nowhere, that is way more harmful to people than, like, giving them some chance to, like, brace themselves.
There was a time in my life when I was, they called it a student counselor. It wasn't in school, but I was acting as a counselor to some folks whom couldn't talk to officially employed people, particularly about things like suicide, for example, because then they would be forced to turn these people in to the authorities or whatever. So they used people like me to do this. And I can tell you at least three people contemplated suicide were later on very glad that they did not go through it, because things do always get better in that respect.
Tends to be the case. And that's why people should talk to somebody first. The number is 603-283-6160. But then again, if you're terminally ill or something like that, I don't blame you.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.